Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Happy Friday and welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. I've been chatting with Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta, our reigning prince of pugilistics, about some of the latest developments in professional boxing. Nnamdi says world heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua is set to fight in June for the first time here in the United States.
Well, Sonny, you know, they had a date locked in for Wembley Stadium in the UK for April 13. But that date, when we talk about Wembley, we're talking about 90,000 people. For a dance, you need a good partner. Unable to find a good partner, unable to bring in Tyson Fury or Deontay Wilder. So they decided to come to the Mecca of boxing. The Mecca of boxing is the USA. And we're Madison Square Garden, June 1, taking on Big Baby Gerald Miller.
Who is the Big Baby Gerald Miller?
They call him the American talker, you know? He will scare you before you go into the ring. He is 6'4", 315 pounds, Sonny. If he falls on you, you're in deep trouble. He's got 20 knockouts in 24 fights. But go and look at his resume. It looks like he fought a whole bunch of Uber drivers, Sonny. In Nigeria, we call him motorbike guys. He's a former kickboxer, you know, and he's undefeated. And he's 30 years old. It will be a very good fight because he will stand and fight. And if you decide to stand and fight in front of AJ, it will be an explosive night.
So they should be in for some action at Madison Square Garden.
Well, it depends on what Big Baby wants to do. If Big Baby wants to hold and grab, Anthony Joshua could be tired out, you know, for 12 rounds, you know. So what you need to do, just go straight into the body and back him up and then run combination, then take him out immediately. If you get him in the first round, you must end it. Because if you let him hang around for 12 rounds and lay all over you, you have no legs at the 12th round, man. So you need to, if the knockout opportunity comes in the first round, step right in and drop combinations, take him out.
Nnamdi, will AJ move his training camp to the USA?
Yeah, Sonny, if he's talking about fighting at Madison Square Garden, where all these big names like Muhammad Ali, Dick Tiger, Joe Frazier, Durant fought, you can't train in the UK and expect to come to the US and look good. So he's talking about moving training camp, and we're hearing about California or Nevada, Las Vegas or LA, but you know, come to LA, you know, this is where the action is with all the superstars. But will you have time to train if you're in Hollywood? You may need to go to the Big Bear Mountain and isolate yourself because that will give you all the things you need to keep you away from all the celebrities and all the lights. And if then fight week comes up, drop down to LA, shuffle and hustle a few days, and then head to New York and do your thing.
Let's stick with the big boys, Nnamdi. Will there be a rematch between Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury?
Sonny, you remember right after the fight in December, Fury said in the rematch he wants Deontay Wilder to meet him in the UK because he does not believe that he can get a fair share fighting Deontay in the US. Well, Sonny, you know, they've decided to bring the fight to America. And you know why they're bringing the fight to America? Because in the UK, pay-per-view is only $25. Here in America, pay-per-view starts at $75. And if you're going to do high definition, that's $100. If the fight is in a T-Mobile Arena, live gate alone could be like $30 million. Sonny, remember the first fight was such a big hit that everybody talked about it. So a rematch will sell out T-Mobile Arena, Barclays Center, or MGM Grand Casino. So why put it in a place where that holds 80,000 and your life gate is not going to give you 10 million? So in America, life gate, you at least guaranteed for a heavyweight showdown like that after the first fight, you guaranteed at least a good $30 to $40 million life gate, Sonny.
Any possible dates, Nnamdi, for Wilder Fury 2?
They're looking at April 27th or any date in May. But, you know, the dates are all loaded because the first half of the year is going to be a very busy year for the fight game, you know. So we're looking at spring We hope for an announcement next week. And it's going to be a very, very good fight right here with Deontay Wilder going back for this rematch with Tyson Fury.
Namdi, you were ringside for the recent fight between Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Broner in Las Vegas, the Pac-Man with a unanimous decision. Your thoughts on the Pac-Man's performance?
Sonny, it was quite interesting to see a 40-year-old guy slapping around the ring a 20-something-year-old bum. Come on, Sonny. I mean, this is Manny Pacquiao, who we did not expect to really do that much. But this is like an old Manny Pacquiao that almost forced a knockout. And all Adrian Broner did was just run around the ring and clown and complain and complain. But, you know, on the bright side of it, we just have to look at the numbers like we normally do after a big fight like that.
What are the numbers?
The live gate brought in $6 million, Sonny, with 13,000 people. The pay-per-view number, 400,000. If you take it at $75 a pop, that's a lot of money. And when you add up foreign TV rights and cell phone streaming and all that, the fight did not do bad at all. It just shows you right there that Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man, is still a global superstar.
Floyd Mayweather was ringside for Pacquiao Broner. Any updates on a rematch between Pac-Man and Mayweather?
Sonny, you know, most people don't realize it. Floyd Mayweather was a co-promoter of the fight. We can talk all the stuff about Floyd Mayweather cannot count or cannot read, but he can count. Floyd Mayweather made money off that fight between Adrian Broner and Manny Pacquiao. And he's not saying anything. He's a very smart businessman. He knows when he decides to come out and say, I want to fight Manny Pacquiao, we are going to break down the door to buy the tickets. The first fight did more than $600 million. I've always said it, the rematch can project $1 billion because Manny Pacquiao been looking great in this past few fights. And look at what Floyd Mayweather did to that youngster in Japan. It's almost like Nozukawa's head off. So we are primed for a very, very good rematch between Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. But Mayweather is not showing his hand saying, I want to do this fight. But I believe when the time comes, he will say, I want to do this fight. And it's going to happen in 2019.
Namdi, how much did Pac-Man and Broner make from that fight?
Adrian Broner got a guarantee of $2.5 million, Sonny. When you throw in the pay-per-view cut, which he's going to get at the back end, he could be walking away with close to $6 million. Manny Pacquiao got a $10 million guarantee. When you add all the pay-per-view breakout and foreign TV rights and sponsor, Manny Pacquiao walking away with close to $20 million, you know. So, I mean, these cats are making good money. They are banking, Sonny.
Namdi, earlier you said the fight schedule for 2019 is loaded. Can you run down some of the big fights coming up on the calendar?
In the fight game, we've never seen it this great, Sonny. We're looking at March 16th, Errol Spence against Mickey Garcia. That's Dallas Cowboys Stadium, AT&T Stadium, March 16th. Then you go April 20, Terence Crawford against Americano, Madison Square Garden. Then you come back again May 4th, just announced, Canelo Alvarez against Daniel Jacob. Cinco de Mayo weekend, T-Mobile Arena. Well, you still have not put in Anthony Joshua doing his thing with Big Baby Miller or Tyson Fury against Deontay Wilder. So the first part of the year is loaded with action, and these are great, great fights. And if you're a fight fan, you're in what we call fight heaven.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
It's the weekend, and whatever you're doing, you could use a little extra love. Music love, that is. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa, and I've got the perfect weekend show for you.
I just called to say I love you.
First, over 30 minutes of the continent's best pan-African music, commercial-free. Second, Song of the Week, Janjo by Daju. And then two exclusive interviews with artist Soul Prayer from Harare, Zimbabwe, and Free Boy from Kano, Nigeria.
Anywhere I go, I am the number one.
It's your boy, Free Boy Sunny, DJ Blondo on the beat, do my record.
So lots of music love coming your way. Don't miss it. Music Time in Africa, this Sunday, 5 minutes past the hours of 15 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. That's Heather Maxwell, the host of our Music Time in Africa show. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Former National Basketball Association player Olumide Oyedeji says African players are doing well this NBA season. The 37-year-old Oyedeji played three seasons in the NBA. In addition, Olumide played professionally for 20 years in Europe and in China. Olumide was also the long-serving captain of Nigeria's basketball team, and he's currently the president of the Nigerian Olympian Association. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Olumide says African players continue to improve, and we'll see more of them in the future in the NBA.
Probably, I believe the African players is doing extremely well. We have a couple of them in the All-Star. We have a couple of them in the rookie game. And they're making a lot of difference in the teams. I'm very happy and delighted that the African players are doing well. We're having more like we had in the past than when I was there. So it's just a great feeling to see all these boys, these young boys or young men doing better. And I'm representing the continent.
Can you select or pick one or two of such players for outstanding performance in the ongoing season?
Probably definitely going to be difficult for me to choose, but one of the ones that kind of just really be outstanding, a couple of them, when you're talking about Joe Embiid with Philadelphia 76ers, talking about Adetokunbo, talking about Pascal, talking about Josh Okogie, who's going to be playing in the rookie game, and just to mention a few, they're doing really well, and I'm glad they're doing well, really happy that they're doing well, and they're representing the continent, so a very great one.
Do you think African basketball players have potentials in the NBA?
Oh, definitely, no doubt. African players have potential in the NBA because if you look at a population of the NBA, about 85% of African American. So that means that if you have to look at the root, check the trees, that's an African root. So definitely, African, they have what it takes to be out there. So though we may not see like African point guard, a flashy, but we're probably likely going to see a lot of African guy from powerful or small forward. Center with a great footwork, with a lot of potential skills, because naturally Africans are very athletic and strong. And so we look at the NBA nowadays, if it suits the system of African players, run and gun, very athletic. So there's no doubt that Africans have potential. And if you look at different countries, for example, if you look like Nigeria, with about 180 to 200 million people. So to get the talent is a piece of cake. So look at other countries that are doing really well in Central Africa side, or Senegal, Gorgi Gang and all those kind of guys. Pascal from Cameroon, Lukumba Monte, Joe Embiid, other from Senegal, other from Cameroon. So there's no doubt. I probably believe the future is right here.
Let's look at your playing days. I don't know, did you play in the same season with Akeem the Dream Olajuwon? And what was it like in those days?
I played against Akeem Olajuwon, but I never had opportunity to play in the same team with him. I wished that would have been one of my dreams. That was one of my dreams, but unfortunately, I couldn't. But I played against him a few times. A great potential. One of the best all-time players in the world. Great footwork, apart from basketball, great personality that goes on the court, off the court. So, seeing all those things with McKean was actually encouraged to me. So, and the basketball, when I was playing back in the days, is more like entertaining game, more skills-wise. So you see people with skills, with real skill, but right now, nowadays, now it's like run and gun. More athletic, more fashion, but talking about the real game, back then when I was playing, I played with with Gary Payton, Vin Baker, Patrick Ewing, Rashad Lewis, Ray Allen, Tracy McGrady, Grant Hill. I played with those guys in the same team, Sean Kemp. So talking about Hall of Famers. So playing with them was great, but the game is right now changed.
That's former National Basketball Association player Olumide Oyedeji. And Olumide was talking with Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Olumide Oyedeji for his work in growing the game of basketball and helping troubled and at-risk youth. Olumide has conducted numerous youth basketball camps all over the world. Olumide says he's committed to empowering young people using the tool of basketball as a medium for change. Joining us now from Abuja, Nigeria, with a package of African sports news is Samson Omale. Good evening, Samson.
Good evening to you, Sonny. We begin with the confirmation that an investigation has been launched into Kenya football match fixing allegations. The World Football Governing Body has established a prima facie case against former Harambee Stars defender George Owino Audi for potentially committing breaches of FIFA's code of ethics between June 2009 and March 2011. The player and three unidentified are said to have been paid millions of shillings by notorious match fixer Singaporean Wilson Raj Perumal to throw away the Kenya national team's matches. Away from the match-fixing allegations, now to the CAF AFCON Under-20, which got underway in Niger a week ago. Senegal have become the first African team to qualify for the FIFA Under-20 World Cup Poland 2019. This was after the second match day in Group B at the CAF Under-20 African Cup of Nations Niger 2019, where the Young Lions of Taranga confirmed their place in this year's World Finals after winning their back-to-back matches, defeating Ghana 2-0 at the Stade de Maradi in Niger following an earlier 2-0 win over Mali. The top two teams in each group will advance to the semi-finals and book tickets to FIFA Under-20 World Cup Poland 2019. The third and last match day will take place on Friday and on Saturday. Meanwhile, Senegal retains her top spot among CAF teams with 1,505 points and 24th in the world, with Tunisia falling closely with 1,493 points on the 28th spot following the latest FIFA rankings released on Thursday. In third position is Morocco, who garnered 1,440 points after descending three places from 40th placed in the previous list to 43rd. Nigeria retained her fourth position in Africa but dropped two places from her previous 44th position in the world rankings. In rugby news, more than 30 national federation heads are expected to gather in Morocco for the upcoming Rugby African Summit, which will mark the end of Abdelaziz Bourdia's long tenure as the president of the Continental Governing Body. The inaugural edition of the event is scheduled to take place at the Adam Park Marrakesh Hotel from February 27th to March the 2nd. And finally, in volleyball, the Confederation of African Volleyball says that only 12 teams will compete to send teams to Morocco. Unlike in the past tournament where all the 54 countries and regions were cleared to compete, the Confederation is looking for quality and restricting qualification to best 7 teams in the zones in each gender. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson, and I hope you have a sporty weekend. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Some sad sports news. The body of Argentina and Cardiff City football player Emiliano Sala has been recovered off the coast of France. Joining us now with reaction from Cardiff City is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Hi, Gwen.
Hey, Sonny. Earlier this week, wreckage of the single-engine plane carrying the Cardiff City player and his pilot was found with a body visibly inside. And on Thursday, British police confirmed that the body was that of Emiliano Sala. Cardiff City manager Neil Warnock spoke at a press conference after hearing the news and said knowing that Salah's body has been recovered brings him a sense of closure.
We all have, you know, things like this happen in our lifetime, and I think you just have to. You have to get on, you know, it just moves on. I don't think you ever forget things like this.
Salah had been flying from Nantes in western France to Cardiff in Wales when his plane lost contact with air traffic control over the English Channel. Salah was set to make his debut with Cardiff City following a record transfer from French club Nantes for just under $20 million U.S. dollars. But manager Neil Warnock says the human cost is much greater than any signed contract.
The finance doesn't come into it from my point of view. It's the human. And I think when we've said about brings the family peace and comfort, I think the same goes for the club. I think they've handled it unbelievable. I think I couldn't be more grateful to Mehmet and Ken, the way they, you know, keeping everything together off the field, and it's made it that I've been able to just concentrate on keeping the team together and things on the field of play, which has been, you know, because it has been an amazing. I think the time limit and everything like that, they've been fabulous.
At the time of the signing, Warnock said he chose Salah because he believed the forward's work ethic would be an asset to the team, a sentiment Warnock reiterated on Thursday.
Because he wasn't a young kid, you know, he was a lad at the prime, I felt, and I think he knew that he had things to prove. He'd been in a I could say, comfort zone in France. It improved every year in the last few years. And I think he was just ready. He was a little bit fearful of the challenge ahead. But I think he was, you know, he knew that he had to try and make that step now and see, because I thought he could score goals in the Premier League, and he did. You know, and I just said to him, you know, it's probably easier coming to a club like Cardiff, where we've got such a good group of lads, than probably going higher to a group that's probably a little bit, you know, probably got more ability but not got the dressing room spirit. So I thought that, you know, I thought it had all the ingredients to mix, really, and I'm sure it would have done.
Fans in Cardiff laid tribute to Salah with a sea of football shirts, scarves, and flowers outside their stadium, a shrine Warnock has admitted to visiting late at night when no one is around. On Thursday, Warnock spoke about the emotional outpouring from fans everywhere.
When I think I've seen it all in football, I think that our fans keep surprising me nearly every week now. It used to be every few months when I first started, but it's almost every week now. I don't think there's anything that would surprise me now with them. And I have to say, I think the, you know, Arsenal fans, the Bournemouth fans, I think everybody around, you know, you've seen all the tributes from all over the place, you know, from little clubs in the second, third division, the old third division, to the top clubs. And I think when something like this happens, it brings all the football family together, really.
It's been reported Cardiff City will pay for Salah's body to be returned to Argentina when it is released. Cardiff City will return to the field at Southampton on Saturday. And Salah's former team, Nantes, has revealed they will retire Salah's number 9 jersey as a tribute to their beloved striker. Meanwhile, police say an investigation into the cause of the plane crash will continue. The body of pilot David Ibbotson has yet to be found. A very, very sad ending to such a tragic event. Sonny, I'll hand it back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. The Sunny Side of Sports remembers baseball legend and trailblazer Frank Robinson, who died of cancer Thursday at the age of 83. Robinson is the only player in Major League Baseball history to be named the most valuable player of both the National League and the American League. In addition, Frank Robinson broke barriers as the first African-American manager in the big leagues in 1975 with the Cleveland Indians. A 14-time All-Star, Robinson won World Series titles in 1966 and 1970 with the Baltimore Orioles. In 1966, Frank Robinson won the Triple Crown, leading the American League in home runs, runs batted in, and batting average. Baseball great Frank Robinson, dead at the age of 83. And that wraps up the February 8th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Nick Ivanoff. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Hello, this is Peter Clote of VOA Africa. I am in Nigeria to cover the general election. Listen to my daily reports when you tune in to our news shows. Africa News Tonight, Daybreak Africa, Nightline Africa, and International Edition for the latest from Lagos.
It's the weekend, and whatever you're doing, you could use a little extra love. Music love, that is. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa, and I've got the perfect weekend show for you.
I just called to say I love you.
First, over 30 minutes of the continent's best pan-African music, commercial-free. Second, Song of the Week, Janjo by Daju. And then two exclusive interviews with artist Soul Prayer from Harare, Zimbabwe, and Free Boy from Kano, Nigeria.
Anywhere I go, I am the number one.
It's your boy, Free Boy Sani, DJ Blando on the beat, Duma Records.
So lots of music love coming your way. Don't miss it. Music Time in Africa, this Sunday, 5 minutes past the hours of 15 and 2000 UTC.
Hi, this is Rick Pantaleo. Coming up on the Science edition of Press Conference USA, a discussion on vaccines and the so-called vaccination resistance movement. Our program will feature conversations with medical doctor and vaccinologist Dr. Peter Hotez and Christina Hildebrand, founder of an organization that advocates for vaccine and pharmaceutical product choice. Listen this Saturday and Sunday for the Science edition of Press Conference USA on the Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
Scientists with the U.S. National Centers for Environmental Information found that Earth's magnetic North Pole is quickly shifting from the Canadian Arctic to Siberia. Due to these unplanned variations, the U.S. agency was forced to release an updated version of its World Magnetic Model, or WMM, a year ahead of schedule. The WMM is described as a wide depiction of the Earth's magnetic field and is usually updated every 5 years. The next update wasn't due until the end of 2019. Earth's magnetic fields are generated deep in our planet's core. Scientists say the Earth's rotation causes the liquid iron core to spin and form whirlpools, producing electric currents that generate the magnetic fields. The WMM is used in a variety of applications, including accurate compass apps, maps, and GPS services. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there. On weekends, tune into Nightline Africa at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our 5-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of VOA's Encounter. Next up, why do U.S. intelligence chiefs and U.S. President Donald Trump differ on threats emanating from North Korea, Iran, Russia, and the so-called Islamic State? What foreign policy issues did Mr. Trump highlight in his annual State of the Union address? We'll talk about the politics and substance of U.S. national security next on Encounter, this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, Nigeria's presidential election is set for February 16th. President Muhammadu Buhari of the APC and top challenger Atiku Abubakar of the PDPs are both Fulani Muslims. A discussion on what's at stake on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you news as it happens. Listen to Africa News Tonight, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our five-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.